Yet I'm part of the mainstream, a sundowner who continues to dream, to plant, to weep, to moan, to cry out loud, because nobody knows about blues and roots. Yet Charles Mingus was alive. Blues did go for a joyride. Jeff! It's with the Summersville for a swing. Many people got it in their souls that Jelly Roll was a master of rhythm, and Theolonius was a mighty, mighty monk. Thank you for that piece. Historians and people like you and myself will be debating Barack Obama for years to come, perhaps even, in fact, even at the point of our own departure, the good and the bad. I wrote this a few months before he took office. So you may call this a poem of prophecy, because I didn't know that he was going to take office. So we got to look at it and see it for what it is. I call it Barack Obama in the White House. My name is Barack Obama. I never knew Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi when it was high and heavy with grief. Yet I'm an original African son, born centuries back in the midst. I was an original cloud that made thunder rain down through the years when Africa was a source and Europe a dream of things to come. Now, I'm a black American dream walking through the valley of the shadows of death, still trying to bring life. I am an original African son, born centuries back in the mist, yet I am no gorilla, no lion. I can't do the elephant walk, but with power, I could make poor blacks and whites talk about common themes like the growing bankruptcy of the nation under Bush and Cheney. Greasy oil men who kept a war machine going for the sake of an already depleted dollar. With power, I will give Ms. Clinton a rightful place. My first act will be to pardon all white folks for the treacherous deeds, gangsterism, and terrorism against their defenseless people. My second act would be to invite all Americans to a new covenant, bred in unity, tempered in a common struggle that brought forth Lincoln, Kennedy, and a king that tore at Reagan's soul and created false joy in Bushland. I invite all Americans to build up our stock and trade, to invite the nations to our cause. My third act would be to build brick by brick, stone for stone, new homes for the bleeding poor, to make the American land a free one again. The speculators, the inherited rich, must give back to a united trust to feed the hopes and dreams of a desperate souls without means. Barack Obama. And when I enter the White House, I will leave race behind and sign on to an American Kennedy left behind. I will see America in the shadows, blue, black, red, white, and green. I will see and embrace the other America and build on the dreams of America beyond the kings. Thank you, thank you. I'm not really Barack Obama, but maybe I am.